Hope you're okay with that.
Well, I know, you know, I've got a lot of stuff written down here from my research and from other people that I talked about, you know. A couple court cases that...
Did you send in the Mullins case, or was that somebody else?
Yeah, I had the Mullins case down here, and also had the Shipman and Dominion.
Right. The Shipman and Dominion doesn't help the argument much for the nightly rental people, but we distinguish that, and that's why we've got you the 2575. And then also on the Mullins case, that has to do with planning and zoning. Planning and zoning, just because your zone's one way doesn't mean you're taxed that way. It's two different things. And all of those cases, the Mullins and those other ones, are talking about classification for zoning purposes, like if you can actually put a rental, if you can do nightly rental in a HOA or under a city ordinance or something like that. And those courts were saying that, yes, you can under those particular ordinances or those particular HOA covenants and restrictions, but that doesn't apply in the tax arena, and there's not a lot of guidance in the tax arena.
Yeah, well, on the other one, the Shipman, it was already, if I understand that correctly, it was already a hotel commercially assessed,
right.
And they were
right.
Wanting rooms, where I don't have a room, I have a whole residence. They sign a contract or lease. I don't have indoor pool. Hampton is right above me. They have 89 rooms. They have a front desk. They have indoor pool, fitness center, meeting rooms, free breakfast. I don't do any of that.
Okay, well, you said they sign a lease. Are you talking, you do long-term lease, or is this short-term?
It's a contract for short-term.
Oh, okay, it's short-term. Anything under 30 days is in the transient category. And that's where the statutes, that's where the statutes start differently. Get over 30 days, then it's a long-term lease, and that's 100% residential.
Hey, Mr. Horton, appreciate your time. Yeah. You'll be getting a letter in the mail in about 2 weeks stating as such. If you want an explanation of our decision in depth, you can email the clerk's office, and they will PDF it to you.
All right.
Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. Dyna Ventures LLC. Hey, have we done Lowe's?
They withdrew.
Pause I've ever heard.
This is Russ.
Russ, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch okay time?
You sure did. Thank you for hearing us.
Well,
I have my wife Martha here with me.
Hey, Martha.
Russ, this is David Akers, another board member. Russ, it's my understanding you're just this is a classification, it's not a valuation issue. You have a property that you use for nightly rental.
That's correct. It's more a vacation home than it is anything else.
Well, good. Good.
But we just bought the property. Our LLC bought the property 2 years ago. In fact, we closed in May of 2019. So I guess we've had it 26 months.
Russ, if you'll let me for a second, I might be able to cut this short so I can help you. We did make a decision across the board on nightly rentals. Would that help? And so we've heard from hundreds of people on all sides of the spectrum on this. And is this the only one you own in Taney County?
We're having one built in Branson Cove.
Okay.
It's under construction.
Well, here's what we ended up deciding in the case across the board on nightly rentals. And no doubt there'll be some people that may want to appeal to the tax commission, and we certainly would love a concrete answer if somebody will do that. But here is what we decided to do. We thought it was the most fair thing we could under the circumstances that we've been given, like I said, for hundreds of, we've case law, reasons why, pro and con. We've just gone round and round. And you can get a copy of our decision from the Taney County clerk. But here's basically what we did. If you have one vacation home, if you just use it for a vacation home, it's still 100% residential. If you use that vacation home and put it in a nightly rental program, you're going to be 25% commercial and 75% residential. If you have more than one place in Taney County that's put in a nightly rental program, all the second and all subsequent ones are going to be 100% commercial. So
the first one
that you put in the nightly rental program, and you can designate which one. That one you can designate as your vacation home, and that's 25% commercial, 75% residential. So that's the vast majority of people that own. They just own one home, and it's a pretty good break for those people that rent more than just 25% of the time. But the second and subsequent, you know, we totally want people to buy vacation homes, and we want people to also, investors to buy multiple properties, but we did not think it was fair when it comes to the transient rental with all of the other businesses, motels, hotels, and everybody else, not to classify multiple property owners as commercial. And that's the basis of our decision, but you can get a full copy of that from the clerk's office. If you wish,
okay.
We'll also be sending something out to you to let you know, but that, as I said, that first one or which one you designate, if you have more than one, is going to be 25% commercial, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Russ, let me ask you, how many nights on average does your Branson Canyon rent on an annual basis, on average?
I know our kids and we use it about 2 months a year.
Okay.
I think I have the number of nights here.
Yeah, don't worry about it. So here's one way to look at this. First of all, on your first one, obviously you would be better off now if you just own the one than what you would have been even 2 years ago the way it was then. But even if you take two of them with the one you're building in Branson Cove, if you took those two and say you rent them out each 180 nights a year, you're still getting it at less than what you would have if it had been the old way. So, or about the same as what it would have been the old way if you have two of them. But, and, you know, depending on how many nights that it's, you know, would have been rented. But, you know, when you get two, if you're looking at two, it's like 50-50. But
I hear you. So we did rent it out. We rented it out for 144 nights in 2020.
Okay.
And our family was 45 nights. But to give you just an indicator of the vacation home thing, you know, you all know June, July, and August is the heavy tourist.
Sure.
High rate time. And so for last month, for the month of June, our children, our family, our direct family, used it 3 of the 4 weeks of June.
That's exactly our ratio, too.
Yeah, and that's exactly why we did it like that on one, and we're just trying to follow the model of there's some other counties that have had that in other states. But, well, wish you the best and appreciate your investment into Branson, and we understand it's not perfect, but it's better than what it was. So, Russ, thank you so much. Martha, have a great weekend.
Hey, good luck with finishing up. I know you're challenged.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Have a great one.
You have a great one, too. Thank you.
Bye.
Is that it?
Did we do 362 on page 12?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure.
No, 352. No, we get the other ones were duplicate. Yes, that's a duplicate.
362.
Oh, 362. Oh, no, we didn't. We missed it. No, let's see. Ron Pullman? Did we try to call and didn't get a hold of him? Or?
I think we were getting ready to go to there and we jumped.
Oh, that's right.
That's just an index increase, 13%.
So that's not a classification?
On 362?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just says index increase, 13.41.
Hello?
Hello, is this Barbara?
Yes.
Barbara, Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch okay time?
Yeah, the only thing is, I had put in a letter, or I sent an email.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like, my husband's going through some stuff with cancer, and he's got surgery on Monday. And so I know some of my stuff, I think, just a couple of my homes were presented with Jim Stuffel being.
Okay.
And it's kind of the same thing.
Okay, so a classification. Gotcha. So just so you know, what we're doing is, or we listened to Mr. Stuffelbeam, who made a great case, and we appreciate him being here, along with literally hundreds of others and appeals. So we did come to a decision this morning, and that decision is this, that if you own on the first nightly rental unit that you would designate, it is classified as 25% commercial and 75% residential. Any subsequent property that you would own that's in a nightly rental program is going to be classified as 100% commercial.
So one, my husband's here too, and maybe he can help me. So if you own more than one, it's a different rate?
Well, on the subsequent ones that you would own. So you can designate that one, and the spirit of that rule was that, you know, you would have one that you might use as a vacation home or you're use at some level. But regardless, you can designate one that you have that is the, say, called the first one, for example, is 25% commercial and 75% residential. Any subsequent ones, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever it is, it's going to be taxed as 100% commercial.
And this only applies if they're in rental programs, of course. It doesn't apply if they're used for long-term rental or if they're used as a residence.
Or a vacation property.
Or just simply a vacation property. So it only applies. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So then the subsequent one would be taxed 100% commercial if it's in the nightly rental program.
Correct.
Okay. It gets better than nothing than yep. It being totally commercial, especially on the first one or the one that we would choose.
Right.
Okay. Because I have a partnership. My brother and our spouses are in a partnership for two homes, so we could do one of those as you said, the first one, and then the second one would be 100% commercial. And then my condo that we have, that's totally different.
If it's more than 30-day lease, then this doesn't apply.
And okay. I would encourage you guys to the same email that you use to email for your appeal. If you might email the clerk's office, and we have it's a written 3-page decision that just kind of comes up with our reasoning behind it, and then the. A little bit more of the exact, but we gave you the brief version of it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. That's what I'll do then.
And you'll be getting a letter in the mail in 2 weeks. It will just have the county's decision on it.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And who am I talking to again? I'm sorry.
This is Jeff Reynolds, chairman of the board, and then David Akers, board member.
Okay.
Okay.
And we're just a